Perek Vav, Mishnah Dalet. We had discussed previously that there were 13 shulchanos, 13 tables, and 13 shofaros, 13 boxes where they collected the coins in the Beis HaMikdash. And now, Mishnah Dalet, Mishnah Hey, we're going to expound upon what these 13 tables and 13 boxes served as. So let's begin. Shlosha asar shulchanos hayu b'mikdash. There were 13 tables in the Beis HaMikdash. Shemona, 8 of them, shalshayas, were made out of marble. The Beis HaMitbechaim, they were situated in the slaughterhouse where they shechted the karbanos. They were, the Kahati explains, they were north to the Mizbeach. And there were rings, they were set in the floor over there that was set aside to shecht the karbanos, would hold the karbanos in place. They'd put the animal's head through the rings, so it wouldn't move. And they had these small pillars nearby with hooks on them to hang the animal parts. And then between these rings that were on the floor and these pillars that had these hooks that would hold the animal parts were these 8 tables. Sha'alein medich esakorvayim. That on them they would rinse the innards of the karbon. So on these 8 they would rinse the innards of the karbon. Okay, so that's 8. Moving right along. Ushnaim, 2 tables, so adding up to 9 and 10, b'marev hakevesh, were to the west, misad mar of the west, shal keves mizbeach of the ramp to the mizbeach, which was shayal drom, which was south to the mizbeach, echad shal shayish v'echad shal kesef, one of marble and one of silver. Al shal shayish, on the marble one, how you notice them es ha'ivarim, they would put the limbs, meaning until the limbs were actually brought on the mizbeach, they would leave it on this marble table so it would stay cold and it wouldn't, you know, become rotten. And even though in Pirkei Avos it says there were 10 miracles in the Beis HaMikdash that occurred, one of them was that the meat never rotted, even though, you know, it was out for so long and there was so much going on over there. It was a miracle that never rotted. There was never a fly found in the slaughterhouse. That's what the Mishnah says. Still, you know, you're not supposed to be relying on an ace. You're supposed to be doing, you know, your part and just, you know, doing the right thing. So they put it on these marble tables, not a table of silver or gold, but marble to keep the meat cold. Al shel kesef, and what about the silver one? On the silver table that was shamad that stood to the west of the ramp, clay shari, they would put the utensils they would use to serve in the Beis HaMikdash. They took out every morning from the Lishka Sekelim. They had this chamber of the utensils. Every morning they would take out all the utensils. There were 93 utensils of silver and of gold that they used for the service of the Beis HaMikdash, and they put it on this table, on the silver table. Ushnayim, and 2 tables, now we're up to 11 and 12, ba'ulam, in the ulam. The ulam was before the heichal, so this big, you know, hall before the heichal. Mibifnim, from inside the ulam. Al-Pesach Abayas, which was next to the entrance to the heichal. Echad shel shayish, one of marble, v'echad shel zahav, one of gold. Al shel shayish, and the marble one, nosim lechem hapanim b'chnisa so. They put the lechem hapanim as the entering. What does that mean, the entering? So this table would be entering towards the heichal. Actually, they would bake the lechem hapanim on Erev Shabbos. They would place these loaves on this marble table right before the heichal in order they should cool down and not become, you know, sour until they would actually bring it in on Shabbos. So on Shabbos, they would bring it in into the actual heichal and they put it on a golden table over there. That'll be actually the 13th table. We'll see in a second. So before it went into the actual heichal, it was in on this table made out of marble that was before the heichal in order to keep the bread cold and fresh. V'al shel zahav b'tziyaso, and now when it left the heichal, when they took from the loaves from the shulchan that was inside the actual heichal, they took out the old shebifnim es alechem yashin. They took out the lechem yashin, the old bread. So they placed it al shulchan shel zahav on a golden table in the ulam, in the hall, you know, right outside the heichal, until they would divide it out to the kahanim. And why gold? So we know, we understand why going in before the heichal was on marble to keep it fresh. But when it left, it was put on gold. Why? Shemal the Kodesh below Meridin. Because after it was baked, right, and they brought it into the actual heichal, so it was there the whole entire week on a golden table. So once it went to a golden table, we don't want to, there's the concept, Mal b'kodesh v'in merid b'kodesh. You go up in Kedush and holiness, you don't go down in holiness. So therefore, when they would bring it out of the heichal, they put it on a golden table, because when it was in the heichal, it was on a golden table. That's what we're saying right now. Then there's one table inside the actual heichal that was made out of gold. That on it was lechem apanim throughout the entire week. And now we have, in total, if you count it all up, you have 13 tables. So, again, the last part is that when they break the lechem apanim, they would put it on a marble table in the ulam right before the heichal, okay, to keep it fresh. Then they, when Shabbos would come, they'd bring it into the actual heichal, put it on a golden table. And then when it left and took the old bread out, so they wouldn't put it on marble again. There's no need because it's the old bread. And not silver. Why not silver? Because it was already on a gold table in the heichal. Once it's on gold, we don't want to lower it. So, right, we go up in Kedusha, we don't go down. So once it was at a gold status, when it leaves and it goes back onto, you know, the table outside of the heichal, back in the ulam, it would go again onto a golden table. And they would do this process. There was always bread, you know, on the table in the heichal, and that was the lechem apanim, the lechem apanim bread. Okay, so there was every week would switch off, but of course there was always bread there, and that's the 13 shulchanos, 13 tables. Moving on to Mishnah Hay, now we're going to go through the 13 shofaros, these 13 boxes where they collected the shkalim. Shlosha asa shofaros. There were 13 shofaros. Doesn't literally mean a shofar. It means there were these boxes in the shape of a shofar, like we explained earlier in Mishnah Aleph, that they were narrow on top and wide on the bottom, so people can't stick their hands in and steal anything. Hayyub Mikdash were in the base of Mikdash. It means they were in the actual Azara. The Kasav Alam, and it was written on each individual box. They all had different names. So we'll go through all the names. We'll expand upon them as well. One said Tiklin Chadatin. Tiklin Chadatin is Aramaic for Shkalim Chadashim, new coins. Because we learn, like Ben Azai, who we learned earlier in Parakei Mishnah Gimel, that since the native tongue then was, everyone spoke was Aramaic, so they wrote it in Aramaic. So that was one box. The Tiklin Atika, another box said, Tiklin Atika, and old coins. Next box, Kinin V'Gozle Ola. Kinin and Gozle Ola are different types of birds for Karbanos. And again, we'll expand upon this as we go through the Mishnah. So that's four. We have new coins, old coins, and then Kinin, one type of birds, and Gozle Ola, another type of birds. So we went through four boxes already. The fifth one was Eitzim, wood. If a person voluntarily decides to donate money to the wood of the Mizbeach, he'd put this money into the box called wood. Next one was Lavona, the spices, right? As our article says, the frankincense. A person who was giving money on his own volition as a donation to go towards the Lavona, so he'd put the money into the Lavona box. The next box said Zahav LaKaporis, gold for the Kaporis, for the Kaporis, which is the lid of the Aron Kodesh. So the Tosefta explains if a person voluntarily says, you know, Hari Alai Zahav, I want to give gold to the base of Mikdash. So he brings the value of the gold, maybe Dimei Diner Zahav, he brings the value of this gold, and he puts it into this box that was written on it, Zahav LaKaporis, gold for the Kaporis. And the Kahanim would take this money and purchase with it gold, and they'd make out of it these golden plates they would use to plate the Kodesh Kadashim. So they would take this money, purchase gold, make these golden plates, and plate the Kodesh Kadashim with it. Okay? So they give these golden dinners, the Kohanim would take them, purchase with the gold, and then make from it, from the gold that they would buy, these golden plates they would plate the Kodesh HaKadoshim with, and that's where the Aron stood. So now we already had seven of these boxes, and then the last six to make 13 is Shisha L'Nedava. The leftover six boxes were used, Hayula Olos Nedava, for an carbon Ola as a Nedava, meaning brought on volition, voluntarily. And like we're going to explain more in the next Mishnah, but the six different names were as follows. Moser Chatas, the leftovers for a Chatas. Moser Asham, leftovers for an Asham. Moser Kinei Zavim, the Zavos, the Yodos, leftovers for Kinei, these different types of birds, for either a Zav, a male Zav, Zava, female Zav, Yuladis, a woman that gave birth. The fourth one was Moser Karbanos Nazir, leftovers for a carbon of a Nazir. Fifth one was Moser Asham Mitzorah, the leftovers for a carbon of an Asham of a Mitzorah, one was inflicted with Tzras. And the sixth one was just Nedava Stam. So what this means is as follows. If a person decides to set aside money, right, he wants to give it for a chatas offering. And they take the money, and they bought the chatas. And now they have leftover money. What do they do with the leftover money? So they put it into this box called Mosar Chatas, leftover for the chatas. Similarly, the person gave money, right, for a carbon asham, and there was leftovers after they bought the carbon, so they put it into the box called Moser Asham, leftovers from the asham. So that was, you know, the concept over here. And then a person who just said, I'm giving money to Mizbeach without stipulating which carbon he wants it to go for, then they just put it in the plain box called Nedava, which is a gift. So these six, you know, shofars, these six boxes, all have the nickname of Nedava, a gift. Why? Because they would take from these coins and they'd bring from it an Ola Nedava, an Ola, as a gift offering when the Mizbeach is batal. We said that when the Mizbeach, right, if there's nothing being burnt on the Mizbeach, we want there to always be carbonos being burning on them. So they would take this type of money that they would have from these type of boxes and they would buy with it these carbon Olos, Nedava, these Olos, like these voluntary Olos, so that the Mizbeach is always, you know, burning carbonos on it. And that's these last six boxes. So when the money would be coming in, they would, you know, differentiate, you know, where is the money coming from? Is it from this? Is it from that for these last six ones? But at the end of the day, you know, they were all used for the same thing. They were all used to buy a carbon ola to be served on the Mizbeach when nothing was being burned. So they came in as a specific category, but they all left as, you know, for one purpose, for these carbon olas on the Mizbeach when it was had nothing on it. Now going back to the previous ones, we said Tiklun Charetin, the new coins. So that was for Shebechol Shana Vashana, every single year, people would give coins to the Beis HaMikdash. Now we had learned the first mission in the parak in the Masechta was to give it on the first day of Adar. But if a person didn't bring it on time, he could bring it whenever he wants up until Pros HaChag, that we had learned that means basically like the halfway point up until the Yom Tif, and they put it into this box, which was for the new coins. Right, Tikkun Charetin, and then when it came time for the Trumas Lishka, for them to, they would moti agizvah shkalim and shofar, the treasurer would take the money out of the box, he put it into the chamber, and then he would take money from the chamber, and he'd buy carbonos with it. We discussed this numerous times. So it was from this box, the people would put their money into the box, then the treasurer would take it from the box, put it into the big chamber, and from the chamber he would take the money and purchase the carbonos, you know, for Pesach or whatever it was. The next one was Va'atikin, the box that said the old coins, was Mishlo Shekel Eshtekad, a person who didn't give a shekel in the previous year. So Shokel Shana Haba. So he gives his shekel the next year, he puts it into the shofar of the old coins, and the treasurer would take these coins, Ma'arit Eshkel Ma'olu Sheer Eshkel, he would just like distribute it to other different chambers. So that's for the old coins. Kenan, what was the one kingdom called? Haim Tairim. Tairim is if a person makes a promise or he makes on his own voluntarily, he says, I want to give these Tairim or these big birds as a carbon, he would give their value into this box called Kinim. Vigozli Ola Hain Bnei Yona. A person who makes a promise or voluntarily he says, I want to give Bnei Yona Katana, these small doves, he would put the money into this box that said Gozli Ola, these smaller birds as a carbon Ola. And that's what it says over here. The Kulan Olos. Enavim Mishnei Shafaras Halalu Ela Olos. Both of these last two boxes are for carbon Olos. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. This is the words of Rabbi Yehuda. Because Rabbi Yehuda holds that these boxes, Shloha Yishafaras El Kinei Dev, is only for voluntary carbonos for kinim, for birds. That they're not coming, She'enim Bam Ela Olos. They come as an Ola, as a voluntary Ola. But if you have to be bringing a bird, a kine, a bird, for an obligation, for example, a zav, a zava, a yoledes, right, shmevim, they bring two tairim birds, or two bnei yona birds, one for a chatas, one for an ola. So there's no box for that. It was obligatory. There was no box for it. Rather, they would just give the money or the actual bird to the kohen and, you know, proceed with their karban. But the chachamim or the chachamim say the kinin echad chatas v'echad ola. The shofar that was written on it, kinin, so no symbol to make kinin chob, you give on it for the kinin for these birds is a chob is an obligation type of carbonos, and you bring from it one as a chatas and one as an ola, but if it goes li ola, but the shofar that was written on it goes li ola, kulon olos, you give the value of that no symbol kinin nedava, you give the value for these kinin for these birds as just as an as a nedava as a voluntarily mikulam osmavan, you only bring an ola from it voluntarily. So Chacham have a different opinion on this last, you know, these last two boxes, and that's the 13 boxes, and that wraps up our Mishnah.